Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm doing all the things that people hate that I say to try. This rage bait is what this is. I literally died on my way to work today.
You didn't, because you're here.
Right. So people hate when I use the word literally in
people
the wrong spot.
People also hate when you do the thing.
I'm sorry.
You,
yeah. What were you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not she really. She had to cue me to interrupt.
I did have to.
Because when she's talking about me, I would never interrupt her.
Right. But T-Hack, if you're going to the...
Yeah, hold on. I got a story.
I got a really weird long tangent. Maybe that's a phrase some people hate, because you do say that often. And I'm like, we know.
No.
We know you got one.
I don't
but it's
a,
also just showing that he's aware.
Right.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, which makes me
that.
A bigger D-bag, right? I almost said terrible words right there.
I guess it kind of does.
So what we want to talk about is hateable phrases. Or is that phrases you hate?
Yeah. Like if someone says something to you and, yeah.
You immediately want to hurt them. Supposedly is one for me forever.
Mm.
It supposedly, I've talked about this ad nauseum. It's so many of you people say it wrong. That a couple years ago, Merriam put it in there. Merriam-Webster
put it in. Which is really embarrassing for everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, well, it can be supposable, so it's supposedly. And it's like, but that's not the same thing.
Right.
Supposedly is not a word. It's a D. Supposedly.
Supposed. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do it like your mom. Go for the D. Supposedly.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
What is happening?
Like, I don't know.
That's a shot at Merriam-Webster.
Because that was a shot at Merriam.
Have a backbone.
Yes.
All right? Be like, we're the dictionary.
Yes. Like, they're saying it wrong. And it's like, but so many of them are. And it's like, right.
Yeah, you're
that's
just
random.
You caved. You caved to the lowest common denominator. Okay.
I have one. And I think one person in here uses it, if not two. I'm kind of nervous.
You're not making eye contact with Erica or T-Hack. So I might be okay on this one.
Fur baby. I hate it. It gives me the ick.
I don't really use
that. Okay, good.
You thought T-Hack used
that? No. I was actually thinking Slacker.
I would never call it my fur baby.
No, he's my human child. He's not
That's
my fur baby.
That's almost as bad.
I know.
It's almost, but not quite. Fur baby is just like, meh, I don't like it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but other people, there's other things for dogs. I can't think of them. Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of things where you put your emotions into thing. Like, here we go. My truth. Listen, just live it. Don't say it.
That's very fair.
I'm just, you know, I just have to tell my truth. No, you don't. Shut up and just live your life. And your truth will come out. It should be evident at the end what that was.
True.
Yes.
My.
Okay. Do you, I mean, let's give a couple more before we...
Well, this may not be exactly what we're thinking, but just like any time... I don't like when people call other people crazy.
I know. That's a trigger word for
It's a real... Well, I've obviously been called crazy in my life. But I'm like, I'm actually not. And most women aren't. We're just, you know...
So you
that
only
kind
don't
of goes
like
hand
it.
In hand, because I was thinking when people say it's all in your head. Like, that invalidates what I'm feeling.
Also,
and like
sometimes I know that, but yeah, that doesn't change anything.
Yeah. It just, it makes you question yourself and like go into more of a cycle.
I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just living their truth over their head.
Yeah. Yeah. That is my truth.
Do whatever you want, irregardless.
Don't do this to me, because you know I have
and
to come at you.
You've ruined it for me. Oh, we need to have words, buddy.
Because I say it all the time, because it's an homage to my father and my mother. Yes. My mother's still with us, but like she says irregardless, to the point where Hack was saying it, and I thought he was in on the joke, and he wasn't. Were you?
No, I am, but I say it now all the time, because every time you get to that word, you take like a half pause, and you go,
yes,
irregardless, like wink, wink, And I do that now when I'm talking to my wife. And
don't say it to your wife.
It got to the point where she's like, so you're just saying it now.
Is it not a word?
No, I think Miriam caved on
it
too.
Yeah, it definitely shows up.
They
as...
caved. It's not a word. It's not a word.
Yeah, so my wife is like, I'm like, no, the joke, remember? Like, Slacker says it wrong. And she's like, yeah, but...
He's not here right now.
And you're just saying it. It's like, yeah, what's the difference?
Now,
I'm like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
What are you supposed to say?
I'm sorry, regardless. There's no
words
don't have a like
at
yes.
The end of regard means
yes. Regardless, it doesn't
regard.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Irregardless is just like this hodgepodge of negative, positive, negative that doesn't have a real outcome.
Yeah, it really means
no. It means
regard.
Right. With regards.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there's a phrase that you hate, a word that you hate, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may talk.
I do feel like when richer people say, well, money doesn't buy happiness, I'm like, yes, but you don't understand how much less worries I could have that if I had a little more cash.
It's kind of true. Money definitely buys you the wallet flog to avoid some of the not happiness.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, someone to come help me do something.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that would be wallet flog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wallet flog. Somebody said that at a funeral, somebody came up to him and said, everything happens for a reason. I know you don't know what to say at a funeral, but maybe not that.
That's not it.
That's not the one.
Yeah.
Especially if whoever is in the casket died tragically. Or
very young. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't, because my sister died at 35. What was the reason?
Right.
Tell me. Everything happens for a reason. No, what is it?
That's not.
That's no. BS.
Certain phrases like that, like, and I do say this one, and it makes me cringe now. It is what it is.
Ugh.
Well, what else would it be, yeah. Jackhole?
Right.
It is what it is. Yes, it is.
Sometimes I have to tell myself that, though.
It is what it is.
I got to really work on that on the internal dialogue.
Never say it
nothing
on the outside.
Nothing to do with me being crazy, though.
Is crazy really that bad? Is that?
It's so bad, because it's like, it's always said about someone who's not clinically.
I know, but we use a lot of words like that.
Well, maybe
that don't
we could
mean,
be better.
No, I want to. I don't want to.
It is what it is, Slacker.
I can't let go of crazy.
That is my truth.
I am. Oh, you say one more. And
you
I'll,
know what, Aaron? No, I'm kidding. I don't agree with that one.
All right. If you've got a phrase you hate, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about words or phrases you hate. Is there anybody on the phone, T-Hack, that just hates everything that comes out of my mouth?
There were lots, yeah.
Okay. Because there was a guy, his name is Kevin. Kevin, if you still listen, I love you. But he used to come to every event and yell at me about literally and irregardless, both. He hated both of those words. John?
Yay.
Yay. What's your word?
I just want to fix it for you.
Okay.
Regardless is the correct word, or irrespective.
Irrespective.
That's, I don't know if I've ever heard that word.
Yes.
That's, and we but, as lawyers always see the irregardless, and then we always fix it. No, Your Honor, it's irrespective.
It so doesn't matter.
Irrespective.
It does yes. not. It's not respective yes. to that issue. Wow,
so we just
with no
put
respect
that,
to that issue. Oh my gosh, irrespective.
It's such a good word. It makes you sound smarter than you are. Because you can just go, it don't matter. But in the courtroom, it's like, Your Honor, it don't matter. You go on.
It don't matter.
It don't matter a lick. Don't you have, see, I had a list a week or so ago of words like that that didn't have an opposite. Like disgruntled. There is no gruntled.
Right. Mm. It doesn't follow what it's, the way the word's supposed to actually
yes,
work.
Yes, you're like, wait, there should be another word like that, but it's like, no, there's no...
You're only disgruntled. You can't be gruntled.
You can't be gruntled.
I kind of want to be gruntled.
I want to be gruntled as hell.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Hey. Words you hate or phrases, what do you got?
Well, Slacker, you and everyone else in the state of Colorado throws the letter T at the end of the word across.
Son, I would never say across. I would never
you
say
have.
It.
I've heard you say it. I've wanted to call in, but now's my chance.
Brother, you come down here and we can talk about it in the parking lot.
Let's do it.
It's just right across the street.
No, we don't need violence.
No. Everyone always brings up mountain as a Colorado accent. Well, you got to start adding the word across and say it across.
Here's my thing. I just said it.
Says it that way.
But if I normally follow it with across the street, and so it might sound like a T, I swear I do not say across. I do not.
I don't know. Not sold.
Okay. All right, either tough way. Guy. Well, we'll talk about it in the parking lot then.
All right, I'll be there.
All right. See you soon, Sam.
You're so crossed right now.
Nice. Can somebody walk me to my car later?
This message has been transcribed. One moment while I notify the caller.
Oh my gosh.
What? Is she calling from prison?
No. She didn't mention.
Hello?
Vanessa?
Hi. Yai.
Oh, sorry. Yai.
Yai. That was very strange. We don't know what... That's never
did
happened to
put
us before.
Us on hold?
That's weird. It seems like you did.
Yeah, we're not in a rush.
It said to be on hold, and then I was like, okay, I'll just be on hold while I wait for you all. Sorry.
I've seen that before.
I've never done that. That's awesome.
Okay.
What's your phrase or word you hate?
I love this for you, or I love that for you.
I love that phrase so much because of...
That's the only... Yeah.
What's her name?
I love this journey for you.
Yes. What's her name?
What was that?
It's
I'm a little David, Alexis. Yeah.
Alexis Rose. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Love that for you, but I'm always kind of kidding.
I think I love this for you has turned into I hope you fail miserably in this.
Oh.
It's become the thing that you say. It's like the I hope you have the day that you deserve.
Or like someone's having a bad day and I'm like... Love that for you.
Yeah.
There's like, too much,
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, there's too much stank on it.
Okay.
We're with you. Swing by the station. Yeah. Come watch the fight between me and the other dude.
Yeah.
And then teach us how to do that hold thing with your phone.
Because
that
was really cool. I can show you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Vanessa.
Question. Yeah? Someone texted and said, Slacker says all the sudden, and it's supposed to be all of a sudden. I don't think I've ever heard you say all the sudden.
It is all of the sudden, but it's like a lot of words in the English vernacular that gets shoved. If I was like, Jeet, do you know what I just asked you?
Say it again.
Did you eat?
Jeet.
No. Interesting.
You can say that to almost anybody at a bar. It's like, should we go? I'm like, Jeet? Yeah, I ate before we came. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, did you eat, Tyler?
I mean,
Tyler, did you eat something?
If you looked at me and said, Jeet, I might go, huh?
Not if we're at a bar.
I have to say another one that drives me nuts. I thought somebody else would say it, but I guess not. I could care less.
Oh, someone texted that.
They did? Good.
They're like,
thank
it
you.
Couldn't.
It couldn't.
If
saying,
you could care less, you could care.
You're saying the opposite of what you think
you're saying. You're saying the exact opposite of what you think. Ellen?
Yai.
What's your phrase that pays?
I have two that mean the same thing.
Okay.
At this point in time, without much further ado, how much harder is it to say now?
You're done. Say now.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's time. News.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
Aaron, I'm doing it because I'm heavily medicated and I find it funny no. that the song says no and we say nope.
I don't sing nope.
I know we don't sing nope. That's why I gave you all the P for your nopes.
Did he say it backwards?
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Don't worry, you're heavily medicated.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm really bummed to have to do this story because I actually really like the person it involves, but Brenda Song, who's married to Macaulay. Are they married?
Yeah.
Yes, married to Macaulay Culkin. They have children together. They have a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Okay.
Just got real, dare I say, entitled.
Yeah, real privileged.
Oh, you thought. So she and her family were booked on an Alaska Airlines flight. They were supposed to be in first class. And she took to Instagram to write, "I didn't know when you book a first class ticket 6 months in advance for your family and your family of six and your son's birthday, that you could just give away your seats the morning of with no warning, splitting up your 3- and 4-year-old kids." I understand her anger and it was
wrong.
If they
genuinely booked the tickets, then she's right as rain.
Absolutely.
If she had first class.
But then she went on to say, "We will never fly Alaska Air again and neither should you." It feels like she's just upset about the first class thing.
But wouldn't you be?
Of course, I would want a refund, but I don't know that I'd be like, it's the epitome of there's people dying, Kim
yeah.
Kardashian
yeah,
meme.
But like, I understand her frustration and I'm not mad or I don't think she's acting entitled. She bought these tickets. They
gave
them away.
Did she really buy first class though? Because a lot of times you can buy first class and use your upgrade or buy regular, use your upgrade. But if somebody has a higher mileage count, they can boot you. I think they can go like, this guy flies with us more. It's like,
so you're back. I don't know. And
she's also, to me, I hear like she's trying to use like my audience and my platform to go
to
after
now destroy
you.
The airline.
Me.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I won't do it. And neither should you. Isn't just like,
you had a negative
experience. Yeah.
And now
it feels like there are bigger things. There are bigger
in the
fish
world.
To fry.
I will say, as a dad, I would get frustrated flying with my kids on those airlines that wouldn't let you select a seat ahead of time or whatever.
Alaska does though, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, like I've flown that other airline and then they're like, "We're C," and I'm like, "Listen, I'll wallet flog, I'll do whatever," but like, I'm not letting a 3-year-old sit in between two
right.
dudes. That's
absolutely.
Not happening.
And but she just said that she was mad that her kids were split up, not that she was split from them. So it sounds like each parent probably had a child. So
yeah,
I don't
so
know.
That's
I just
not the end
I understand
of the
her
world.
Frustration, but it's the platform use that I think is bugging.
Yeah, I don't like that a lot.
Plus, don't you want a break on the flight? As a parent, like you watch them.
You random dudes. You watch them.
Well, we're out of time.
No.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the first time ever, SNL UK premiered.
Ow! Saturday night, love. Hey. Governor.
And their first host
what are you doing?
Was all not that? British.
What are they doing?
Their first host was not British?
Correct. It was Tina Fey.
Okay.
Kind of cute. I get it. They did a whole bit on
you
it.
You have to start with a...
They should have.
I guess.
I mean, I think it's funny that they got one of the most iconic SNL cast members to host. I think that was smart of them. And
have there been British cast members on SNL?
I don't know.
Like you would have to grab somebody British who's already been on SNL. I don't know who we got for that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Obviously, hosts and stuff, yes. But
yeah, I was going to say Harry Styles could just come over and do it again.
In 1995.
Who?
Morwenna Banks?
Yeah, no, of course, obviously.
Right. But people were nervous for it and worried that it wasn't going to be good. I saw a couple clips, some good, some bad, but
that's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It used to be kind of funny all the way through. Now there's like two things that are worth it, I feel like.
But
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
Well, in Britain, though, aren't they like, they're more edgier? They can get away with more and stuff?
Yeah, like, their humor is different, too.
Yeah, so can they be more... Risque? Will it translate? Yeah. Like, will they knowingly do... Like, the British Office, if you watch that, way different than the American.
Yeah.
Very funny, in my opinion. Funny. But
if you've got the other one in your head, it's not... Yeah, you don't like it.
Okay.
Mm. All right, this was great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I might need Aaron's help for the pronunciation of this actress's name. I think it's Jane Kaczmarek.
I don't know who you're talking about.
She is
about.
The mom in Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, you went to Aaron because Aaron was almost on the show.
She was almost on the show. So she apparently has married her high school sweetheart after 50 years apart.
Oh my gosh.
They dated in high school and then went their separate ways when they graduated. He became a lawyer. She became, obviously, an actress.
Yeah.
And they both had children, married, divorced, and she went back for a high school reunion, a 50th reunion.
Oh my gosh.
Like last year, I believe it was, 2024.
So they're 68, 69 years old?
I think she's 70, yeah.
She's 70, yeah.
Somewhere in there, yeah. They reconnected at the high school reunion and were married shortly after.
That's so cute.
Well, Skyline High School, I'll come to the 50th.
No current students.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
In keeping with the tradition of the Slacker Show, there is tension between Erica and I.
There is.
I feel that
our relationship has been a lie.
It hasn't been a lie, Erica. I know who you are in my life. I know when I can tell you things and when I cannot.
You can
and
this always was one of those tell things. Me things.
No, I could not tell you this one. I could not. No. You can be mad at me. I didn't tell Aaron either because I don't know what she would have done. I told Hack because he's in charge of the world if we don't do the show.
Yeah, tell them. Leave me alone.
That's so true. If you had told me, I would have been like, I don't know how to help you.
No, you would have. Okay, so here's what's going on. I've talked about it recently. There's been a problem with my psoas. If you don't know how to spell it, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
But
I saw it spelled for the first time when you texted me about it.
He's rubbing it in.
Spell it.
It's a lot of consonants in there.
It starts with a P.
P-S... O-A-Z-S. No, I don't know.
P-S-O-A-S.
Because it looks like it is an abbreviation for something. P-S-O-A-S. Or
yes. And so I've been trying everything to get through it. It's like a hip thing.
How long has this been going on?
You're starting to see why I didn't tell you. See this? Yeah. I don't need...
Wait, that's exactly what he said. Your answer would be.
I know. I didn't need female energy on this. I needed...
I was genuinely asking, not because I'm go to the doctor, but because... Because you just said on air that you have talked about it on air before, so yeah. I'm trying to get a timeline together.
Again, just like this is why all my marriages fail. It's like, yeah, how long has this been going on? And then when it's read back, it's like, no, I was just asking because you've mentioned it before. It's like your tone on how long has this been going on was how long? It was not that. It was how long has this been going on?
I apologize for my tone. I did not mean it that way.
Okay.
It's looking out for you.
It's been going on since Thanksgiving. And seeing how it's only January right now, it feels...
We're creeping up to 6 months.
It's not... Oh, my God. See? And now... Oh, my God. I don't even need to finish this break because you guys are proving why I couldn't tell you. So the psoas has flared up, gotten better, gotten worse. I've seen a physical therapist, masseuse. I go to chiropractor. I love all these people. They're doing great jobs. But with Noah in town a couple weeks ago, and there's spring breaks and there's work meetings, there's been a whole bunch of stuff. I haven't done anything about it in a bit. Okay? Eventually, your psoas connects. It's like where it hurts on me is I'm touching my crotch. That's where it hurts on me. Whatever. Can't bend my leg into a four. Whole bunch of stuff. It eventually, that connects to your lower back, your sacrum. Sure. That started to hurt. PT helped. Everything's great. I, in the last couple of days, haven't been able to move at all.
Could we go back to, you did a bunch of work on your house.
The kind of work I was doing on my house was electrical. So I wasn't, I'm just standing in front of boxes and
wiring. You
weren't
climbing anywhere. Okay. No. Okay. I digress. My female energy has been removed.
Right, no, but I'm just saying, so I worked on my house for a little bit. And by the end, I was just cleaning up sawdust and stuff because my buddy Juan had helped with some other stuff. And so I'm just cleaning up sawdust. And then there's a nail on the ground and I bent over to pick it up. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ever standing up again.
I'm sorry. It's not funny.
It's so then I was like, okay, rub some dirt on it, have some dinner, go to bed. In the morning when I got up, I fell down. I could not stand up. The pain was a 12 out of 10. So then I army crawled to the toilet, which was horrifying. Basically, I'm dragging lifeless legs. It was terrible. But of course, because I'm a male and there's nobody living with me, I didn't do anything about it.
Right. Okay, as you Aaron, should.
Here's where you get to get mad. Here's where you get to get
but,
mad.
But
no, you're
what
fine.
Would you have done if I told you? You would have just been...
I was going to drive over and take you to the ER myself.
There was plenty of people that wanted to do that. And I'm just like...
Yeah, people who care about you. God forbid Aaron and I would have cared.
No, you wouldn't have because you would have cared with the work.
Care. Yeah. I was worried about work.
For sure. Hack would not have come to get... That's why I told him. He's
And because he has to keep the ship afloat,
yes.
Fine. He can do that. Erica and I can go get you.
I was quite free.
No, it doesn't matter. You would have been... It would have been... No. Because also, there's a whole thing with it took me, I'm just, to be totally honest, it took me 90 minutes to get from my bed to my shower, which is about 12 steps away, back to my bed and get dressed. Because I'm literally using my underwear like a lasso to catch my foot and then pull them up.
Maybe that's part of what's making it hurt. No,
I couldn't bend over to put them on.
Why didn't you try to use a hanger to help?
Or just put on some sweatpants.
This is the energy hack. What would you have done?
Sounds like you were trying, boss.
Thank you. So I don't know the end of this. Right now I'm on pain. No. I'm on muscle relaxers and steroids. And I'm looking for an orthopedic person.
Well, you didn't even say the part where you went to the ER.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I eventually, then on Sunday, after everybody had tried to take me on Saturday, I drug myself to my car and drove there. And then I was flanked by a buddy, but then went inside and they gave me these drugs. But I guess the point is, does anybody think I should have told the women on the show? because you proved it within 2 seconds of me talking about it. She instantly, Aaron became accusatory.
I didn't mean to.
You what?
I said I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I just wish I had been able to be there for a friend. Hmm.
But so you wanted to lasso my underwear around my feet?
That part I did not want to do.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems. The shorter way to say that is OPP. What's happening, Hack?
We have Jody today, and her boyfriend loves her too much.
Wait, this is where we're at?
Well, let's talk.
This is somebody's problem that she's overly loved.
Too much allure.
She's calling me specifically the most unloved person.
Wait, come on. You're loved.
Uh-huh. Jody.
Yay.
Sorry to hear about your love problem. What's actually happening?
So I love my boyfriend very much. But
congratulations.
He is just saying, I love you too damn much.
What do you mean by that?
Okay. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, we said I love you for the first time about 3 months ago, but he's just been saying it nonstop ever since.
Honestly, I love that.
Let's talk frequency. Like, how many times a day do you think he says it?
He uses it probably 30 times a day.
Okay.
It's like a filler word or a catch-all for anything for him. Or recently, we had an argument and there wasn't really a resolution. And all he kept saying was, I love you, I love you. And we just eventually moved past the argument.
Do you feel like it's lost its meaning because he says it so much?
Yeah, I feel there's just a saturation point of it, and hit the limit.
If you're going to be with someone forever, there can't be a saturation point.
I think there is with the fight example, because that makes it seem like we're not resolving anything, but don't worry, I love you anyway. Like,
dismissive.
No, I think there's a saturation point.
I don't think there is, because you're saying then that 10 years in, you just don't want to say I love you anymore?
Not 30 times in a day.
It's a weird problem to have, but it just gives me the ick.
Oh, no.
She said the I word.
I worry you don't like your boyfriend.
She just said she loved him.
Sure, she said it. But if we're going off, I love you doesn't mean much, then...
You can love someone and not like them, just like you can like someone and not love them.
This is
both are very important in a relationship.
I love you, Erica.
No, you don't.
I love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would say Dane and I
love you.
Also, thank you is a horrible response to I love you. I do realize that. But I would say Dane and I say I love you.
I love you.
Okay. But
you know you're irritated.
I'm irritated because it's you.
But you would be irritated.
But like when we wake up in the morning, I love you. When I'm going to work, I love you. When he's going to the gym, I love you. When we're on text while I'm at work, I love you. Like,
really? Not how's like, your day?
Well, of course. There's how's your day?
I love you.
There's, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll be home in 2 hours. And he's like, okay, great. Love you. Like, whatever. There's not a limit. Now, I understand if we were in a fight and he just kept being like, but I love you, but I love you, but I love you. That might be the only part of this that I see as a problem. I just don't know if you like your boyfriend.
Let me just get the phone number in. Because if you're somebody who has been icked by love, we'll talk to you first. I think it is weird as a person who's got no one saying it, who isn't contractually obligated. I do think it's weird, but 303-222-5423. I'm saying like my kids.
Oh,
my
mother.
No, not you guys don't have to. But like my kids and nobody is saying it to me. I can't imagine getting tired of it.
No.
But I also can see a world where it's like, yeah. You just told me. Yeah, like, I love it. Hey, I'm stopping to get bagels on the way home. Love you. It's like, and then it's like, ooh, I just drove by a burger place. You want one of those? Love you. It's like, yeah, you loved me at the bagel thing.
I know.
Like, you don't need to love me now.
But is this how like messed up we are as a society now? We're like, oh, I'm going to get mad about love. Like, do you love them or do you not?
Yeah, aren't they kind of in the honeymoon phase of, would you say like 3 months ago is when this started? So isn't that like reasonable that he's just like, I'm head over heels.
He's stoked.
Okay.
You know?
Jody, can you give these guys more examples or give the people about to call? Because here's what I don't want. I don't want just nothing but calls saying Jody's crazy.
Of course you don't want that because that's
like,
not on
just
your
saying
side.
She, like this, for real, Jody, you got a man who you claim to love. This doesn't seem, he's not cheating on you. He's not verbally or physically abusive. He's like,
Thank God.
He's got a job. He's got
we
a place to live.
Know that.
But, you know, like, so.
A lot of green flags.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's like.
Yeah. And the biggest thing she could come up with is when he says, I love you too much. Sorry, Jody. I don't know why I'm mimicking
you like that. Do you feel a little ungrateful now that three of the people in this room think you are?
I mean, I do like hearing I love you. It's just, I feel that there are other ways that you can show love. I mean, show it. Just ask me.
But he's showing it. Sorry to interrupt, Jody. He's showing it sounds like, in his own love language and not the one that she needs.
So
that's possible.
So what?
He actually just texted me.
He just texted you?
Yeah, and you want to guess what he said?
Is it three words?
You are lying. Jody, stop it. You're lying. Like, he really just texted you.
Yes. Okay. I get it in text and in person.
Else? Is there?
Is he like, I hear you talking about me, but I love you. Because I'd be scared too if I was him.
No, come on. Okay. We're going to get you some advice. Don't move. Hang on.
It's not possible. If you actually love someone, it's not possible to hear too much. To hear it too much.
I do think it is possible.
Really?
I'm going to say something that I've never said before, and it's probably going to freak the libido boy over there, T-Hack.
I hate
for the longest time, there was no limit to the male libido, right? And I have dated somebody in my past where I was like, can we take a break? Could we just watch a movie this evening? And not do the, so there is a, or let's say I own a sushi restaurant and I can have sushi whenever I want. There is a point where the things that you love and you desire can be too much. I couldn't eat sushi ever. You're eventually going, I love
totally
it. But like, I need a second. And this guy is literally love bombing her.
But not words, in the way. You. That love bomb, like love bombing means like, and then I'm going to disappear.
Right, but like this guy is just like.
And if he's not like fully engaging in the relationship, if he's just kind of like, I can just say I love you now and we don't have to fight. We don't have to actually, I don't have to fix anything because I love you. Then that's not good either.
Isn't love like the most cherished thing in the world? Maybe that's just to me.
But what makes something cherishable? Like, more often
when
than not,
it?
it's rarity.
No, I do not agree with that.
Like, it's rare to find somebody you love
it
and want to spend
rare.
Forever with.
And I don't think Jody has found someone she
I
loves.
I think she might have, but he's then just like, isn't this great? Isn't this great? It's like, hey, yeah.
It is great.
It's great. Relax.
Maybe, it's great for maybe he's never said it to anyone else before.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe he's like...
So he just doesn't have a barometer for it?
Or he's been in horrible relationships where they kick him like a puppy.
Who kicks puppies?
Me?
Do you want to talk about this?
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
All right. So we'd love your help. Jody's getting bombed by love. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Jody out. I love you. She has a man who...
I love you.
I love you. Says I love you so many times.
Oh, I love
that
you.
That while we were talking to her, he... That is my favorite moment in OPP history.
Yeah.
He texted her, I love you, while she was telling us that he says I love you too much.
And what's so wrong with a man expressing his love?
All I'm saying is, I try to give analogies. There are just times, like, too much of anything is not good. And too much I love you, I feel, is not good. Susie?
Yay.
What do you think? Is it bad or good, or do you have advice for Jody?
So I'm actually in a very similar situation, and honestly, just be very upfront. I had to tell my husband that he needs to back off because he texts me paragraphs, books all day, every day when I'm at work, and it just got to the point that I would ignore him, and then I'd come home and it'd become a fight. Like,
why did you respond all day?
A point where
he was sending you paragraphs all day?
Oh, you have no... Well, okay, to be fair, my husband is a disabled veteran. He's got a lot of PTSD and abandonment issues. I understand it, but at the same time, like, it gets a little overwhelming.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, so she needs to tell him to stop?
Not necessarily stop, but just explain her side of it. Like, I had to tell him, like, I understand you're feeling like I might leave and you want me to know, but saying it over and over and over again is going to lose its meaning after so long, and it just gets to the point of ridiculousness.
Okay. Thank you for seeing the correct side of this, Susie. Appreciate it.
I really didn't feel like I could fight. She's still on the phone.
No, you're good.
I didn't feel like I could fight her. Because I felt bad. Like, her husband just, like, loves her.
And has a... But I think that might be Jody's...
Abandonment
the
issues.
Abandonment fear is where you're like, I would... If you ever left, I don't want... You won't be able to say, it's because I didn't love you. And it's like, yeah, got it.
But I'm gonna leave because it's too
because
much.
Because you're saying it too much.
I don't agree.
Penny?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I just think if you overuse I love you too much, it takes the power of the word away. And I've experienced that before where it becomes a goodbye, a hello.
Yeah.
Just a basic
oh,
word.
I love you.
And when you first hear
great.
It, it's very powerful.
Great.
It means something.
Haven't you ever heard somebody in a relationship where they get done with a phone call, love you, and it's like, you don't mean anything. That's become goodbye.
But you do because you're exactly. saying it. Because what if that's the last
it
time
becomes,
you speak to them?
I'm kind of with Erica. I think it's like, who are you to go, I'm not going to give you too many of my love yous because I want them to be special. Like, who the hell are you, man?
No,
because, you love them or not, say
because
it. Say it.
And you only have so much time in life.
Love ya is not the same as I love you.
True,
my kids do this to me all the time.
That's not what we're debating.
And I'm like, no, you're not saying I love you. If they're words to you, you can tell when somebody is holding your hands, looking in your eyes and got, God. I can't look at you when I say it. God, I love you.
I've been waiting for this day.
I understand you guys who have your partners, but and it's not, don't think of me as being the lonely little puppy over here. That's not it. There is a saturation point. I said it before, I love sushi. But if there was sushi here right now, today, I'd be like, yay. If there was there again tomorrow, I'd be like, yay. Like, on the fourth day, I'm like, you got a piece of pizza or something?
But if that's how you feel about your partner, then...
I don't want him to be pizza, but I don't want him to just keep eating sushi.
Your partner's
going to
be there every day.
Every day, yes! Judy.
Hi, how are you doing? My mother, as she was getting older, was just constantly saying, I love you, I love you. I'd be watching TV and I love you, having dinner, eating, reading, everything. I love you. And I finally just yelled at her, stop. And I wished I hadn't because she's gone now.
Ugh.
And I don't blame myself for being irritated because it was really irritating. But I wished I hadn't said anything.
Because she probably had fear of abandonment too. I never thought about that. That's just their way of like, Without physically holding you down.
I feel like you're getting away, so I'm going to...
Yes, I love you as your little...
Yeah.
I feel like she felt she was getting older, and she wanted to make sure she said it, but it's like, I heard you the first hundred times, you know?
Okay,
yeah, I don't think you're ever losing by saying it.
Okay, let's get one more in here real quick. Chad?
Yeah, hi.
What do you think?
I think she just needs to talk to him and let him know that it's kind of just... ran its course. It's like it hasn't.
Our love has run its course.
Not the love, but saying it constantly. It's like having someone that constantly apologizes for everything, even though there's nothing to apologize for.
Yeah. Okay.
You're just saying it.
I can't.
Randomly saying it without meaning.
All right. Tell me you love me, Erica.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I am positive we shouldn't be talking about this.
Oh, I get it.
What?
Positive.
We're just off to the races.
There was a man in Pittsburgh. I get he's a Texas dude, but he was in Pittsburgh's airport, so I don't understand.
Yes, I had questions about
the backstory.
As well.
But he apparently was headed somewhere and couldn't find care for his puppy. Can you look this story up, Aaron? Because
yeah.
when you... I want you to show the puppy around to everybody but Tiak.
My computer froze. Hold on.
It is the cutest little, it looks like a brown lab. He took the dog with him to the airport because he couldn't find pet care for it during his trip and just did the, go on.
Oh, no.
You get. Go on, get.
You're too good at that.
I've been practicing. I'm just waiting for the day.
This little lab puppy at the airport.
I'm like, was he trying? Was he like, maybe I'll bring it to the airport and hopefully I can bring it with me?
I think so.
And it's like he hadn't like set it all up ahead of time.
Oh, you're not TSA pre? See ya. Yeah.
Right. Like it didn't work. He said he couldn't travel with it, so he just left it. That dog is in foster care, but I don't think that dog's going to be in foster care very long.
No, that baby
is the cutest dog.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Isn't that the second time that's happened recently?
Is it?
There was another dog abandoned.
At the Pittsburgh International Airport, yeah.
Both dogs were at Pittsburgh International Airport?
Yeah. This one was 2023.
There was another one this year.
This year?
That they just turned the dog. They were just like, yep, nope, can't do it. And they let the dog.
Oh, 3 weeks ago, dog abandoned at Las Vegas.
There you
airport.
Go. That's the one.
Ended up getting adopted
yes.
by the responding police officer.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes. I mean, I know it's not Feel Good Friday, but this is like, I don't know what this story does to me. It makes me go, first off, the puppy looks so pure that maybe it was a purchase puppy. So that
right.
when you buy a dog, there's no background check more often than not.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
But if you're rescuing a dog, they ask a few questions. They're mm-hmm. like, hey man, you're running a puppy fighting ring or like whatever. This dude should not have been allowed to have a dog. Am I right?
No, it makes me so sick because like you have chosen to take the animal in, to give it its home.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, this is inconvenient.
Yeah.
That's not what...
I just don't understand, especially if you're going to get a brown lab.
Right.
Like that seems very, it's not a mutt, not whatever.
Not an accident.
Like you should be aware of the other stuff you have to do to get it home.
Correct.
I don't, yeah.
And I don't want to waste my money. And,
I don't know why, because he says he's from Texas, but he abandoned it at the Pittsburgh airport. I don't know what
he realized he couldn't travel with it and then just left him.
So it got me to thinking about what we do in the wintertime, the 12 strays of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and Lola's dog rescue mm-hmm. comes in and we adopt out a bunch of pets, but we make sure they go to the right homes. Why don't we do another one in the summer? Getting dogs rescued doesn't have to just be a winter thing.
It's definitely not. They need us year round.
But could we give away? Could we rescue... Over that week, we did 13 dogs because we mm-hmm. had a 13th stray.
We had some extras too, though.
We did?
We had full litters, remember?
Oh, that's yeah, yeah,
true.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
probably ended up getting more than 13.
Could
Maybe we
do
got 20 that week rescued? Yeah.
Could we do a summer series?
I would love to.
The strays of summer.
Yeah, say when and also remember how many times we got to play with puppies during that?
Yes.
We're in.
But could we do it like at a bar?
Yes. Not in the studio. Oh, now you're on.
I'm in.
okay.
No, I mean, don't you think it would be
There's
fun?
There's still fur on my chair.
See, dude, that's...
As it should be.
So I was thinking we could just try to get Lola's back.
Yeah.
And every puppy rescue, puppies, cats, dogs, like we called them mutts earlier. Mutts are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Like a little mix. A
ton of mix.
Yeah.
Love Mojo them. Was looked like a black lab, but definitely was not.
Oh.
Had ton, he had a little chow in him. He had some purple on his tongue.
Mm.
Like, oh. So here's my thought. What if we just start naming dog shelters and try to get anyone who we name involved? Because we could call you, but it'd be better if you call us.
Sure. And by the way, 303-222-5423, if you're listening right now and you're like, I work at one.
Yes.
Call us or text us right now.
Yeah, if you text in and go, I work at Lola's, and we'll go, we already got you.
Right.
You can email theslackershow@alice1059.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell us you're in. We'll pick a day in the summer, probably mm-hmm. early summer, and like get, like if you just work at one and you can tell us who to call at your thing, because I want hundreds of dogs to go to people who would not leave them at the airport.
Yes.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
So let's just start name. I know you worked with, who's the people I paid for a puppy and I didn't get one?
Lifeline. Lifeline Puppy Rescue.
It was my fault.
Oh, okay. What?
It was during COVID and it was yeah. too hard to get dogs. They were like, oh. Puppies were being adopted at, like, you give money to try to hold a spot for one. And I was like, got you it. Guys keep the money.
Like, yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, I got a flight. I got to catch.
Yes, I got to go get this dog.
And,
yeah. Like Lifeline is amazing. Lola's yeah. already did stuff for us.
Yep. Yes. There's Humane Colorado.
That's the formerly.
Yes. Dumb Friends League.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. Mm. There's the Rocky Mountain Puppy Rescue. They're a big one. Denver Animal Shelter.
Big Bones Canine Rescue. I could get along with some of those dogs.
Let's just like, keep naming them. Don't okay. stop.
A Friend of Jack's.
What is A Friend of Jack's? A
Friend of Jack's Rescue.
Okay.
There's Four Paws for Life. Animal Rescue of the Rockies. I don't know if we said it. Mile High Canine Rescue.
There's also the Fairy Dog Mother.
The what?
Fairy Dog Mother.
Yeah, D-A-W-G, dog. Yep.
Can they also, can people who work at these places or the people who make decisions, could they slide into our DMs as well?
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. Hit okay. us at The Slacker Show on Instagram. It's probably the best place.
HSSPV. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it stands for.
But we want them
but they
to call.
Are a shelter or a rescue as well. Positive Restorations, Animal Rescue.
Okay.
The Good Dog Rescue, Muddy Paws Rescue.
How many have we named? A bunch.
Wait, a ton.
Here's the thing. I'd like to try to set the world record for number of adoptions that day, but it's really not about that. I'd rather just, like, I think we plan an event where there's beers and puppies and great decisions
Sounds
being
like my
made.
Dream day, but...
Yes. So we'll find a spot for it, but if you work for a shelter or you know somebody who works for a shelter, you don't even have to be the person who makes the decisions. Hit us up and tell us who we need to talk to so we can do the strays of summer.
Spring is here and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here at Blue Apron, we've been thinking a lot about the whole cooking thing. And we've decided you shouldn't have to cook. Introducing Dish by Blue Apron, pre-made meals that are ready in 5 minutes or less. At least 20 grams of protein, a good source of fiber, and no artificial flavors or colors. Shop Dish by Blue Apron at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
You're all wrong. You're all wrong. You're all wrong.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking to the people in this room. I'm talking to literally everyone.
Hold on. Not you all. I
were
was
you on my side
yes,
on this?
For
no, she
sure.
wasn't.
Okay.
No, she wasn't.
Sorry.
No, she wasn't.
Aaron, you were right.
Thank you.
No. Oh my God. That's such pandering. I don't even know what to do. That's not what
it
happened.
Is not? What are you talking about?
You thought it was fine that she needed to check in, that her soon-to-be husband had to check in on regular that's insane.
Yeah. I said at least once a day.
Yeah. No, that's still wrong.
Hey, no. Guess what, guys? I don't even know how to
can I just
multiple
interrupt
drunk
you?
FaceTimes, like,
because none of us have said this yet. Your man was just on his bachelor
yes.
party.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was.
And you came on the show and said, what's the frequency with which he should be required to check in?
Can I have an expectation? I asked to just hear from him every night.
When he got home.
Sure. Or like once they were.
Dude, she's been so shifty throughout this.
I know.
There's another rule that we just completely swept under the rug.
Which was? Oh, the when he got home.
No women.
Oh.
No women allowed at the house
which
either.
Which is not and then, crazy. Like,
but you
I
just
don't know
moved,
what.
Then we just stopped talking about that part. And it became just about checking
and I
in.
Think
remember?
That is the f-ing standard. That is the bar is in. The bar is in hell. If
what do you mean? There's a single guy on the trip, right?
There was one.
Up to 3 women should be allowed.
You guys are crazy.
Easy.
Like, you're
easy.
Actually crazy.
For a single guy. For a single guy.
It's a what all the guys
he has his own hotel room. Sure.
Yes.
Don't bring him into everywhere else.
Like,
that is rude
all
of
the
him.
Men are married and like with children. So, like, I don't
okay,
know
so there,
what.
I didn't say you have to sleep with the 3 women. I said the women could be allowed.
But
up
it's
to 3.
So inappropriate. If I brought a bunch of guys over at my bachelorette party,
you probably
I
will.
Hope.
Right.
No, we won't.
No, you wouldn't because you're not the single one.
No, but we wouldn't.
If you had a single friend.
Well, I
who
do have
to
a few
them.
Single friends, but they are
so
not bringing
bring
men into our home. That's it.
I
think she should
so,
be allowed.
Actually, I never disliked T-Hack except for right now.
I know. I see it. It's pretty.
Because she thought she got away with something.
No,
we
I
moved,
think
we
it's
moved
so,
off of that rule.
Oh, my God.
I'm so
I
glad
was thinking
I'm not
about
married
this,
to
I,
you.
Because I was like, you, what do you mean? What did I do?
Because you're like, yeah, bring the girls on.
No, he didn't say that. One
did I say, yeah, did I say that?
So you're, okay.
I usually like Erica, but now I've never been so mad at her. Why would you characterize me as that?
I don't think she thought she got away with something.
At
this
all.
Is just, I think the way that Erica and I are thinking is more common than how you're thinking. So this is like the standard.
But no.
But
so it's not that she
otherwise.
Got away.
Our
that was in regards.
Don't like me.
No,
I just
that was
have
in regards to
that.
How many times should he reach out, not in regards to can women
that's
be there.
That's true. That's
okay.
also true.
But the texters said zero.
The texters right? truly just don't like me and called me controlling and said I'm not his mother and also said I'm not his wife. And I just want to say,
yeah,
that one doesn't stand for me.
That one I do take umbrage with because I don't believe the bachelor party is your last chance to
right.
sleep with that's such an outdated yes. 1940s like this is your last night of freedom. No, your last night of freedom was when you talked to each other
right.
and said were exclusive. That was, and that also, was the day after your last night of freedom.
Partnership is a lot better than whatever this freedom is, but
I agree with that, but I just think then you threw the video up on TikTok to get, it's like you went to a different doctor for another opinion.
I actually was terrified to put the video on TikTok because the texts were so bad.
So bad.
And so I was like, I don't even know why I'm posting this, but I guess I'm just curious another opinion. And every single comment on there was like, you shouldn't marry a man who wouldn't talk to you during his bachelor party. And I agree. And I really wouldn't marry a man who'd say, come on, come all, let's get the chicks in here for my single friend. Like, that's just inappropriate.
That's not what I said.
Even if he said he could bring three.
Okay.
Up to three.
Come on, come up to three. I still think it's inappropriate.
If that's what the single friend is interested in doing, if he wants to meet someone and hook up potentially or
go
whatever.
Go do that at the bar. Go get your own room. Don't bring it back to the place.
I'm not controlling them. That's what I'm saying. You're taking your vacation time to be here. You have the right to do whatever you want to do. If you're a single guy.
On your own time and place, not the place that we are sharing. Not the place we're sharing. That's so inconsiderate.
Especially,
how is it inconsiderate? Genuinely, how is it inconsiderate? I'm not sleeping with these
because
women.
Because all of these other men.
It could
make them so uncomfortable. To
Why?
Have a strange man in your house that you don't even know if there's cameras or anything there.
Strange man?
The three
no,
men.
Saying
sorry,
if it's a, if
in
it's
the
a
oh, if it was reversed. Yes.
Sorry, yes.
Okay.
If we it, are so.
So then maybe.
Okay.
So maybe the rules are different. I don't. What would three single women being in a house have to do with me?
I just think it's really inappropriate.
What is inappropriate? What would it have to do?
Here's the disconnect, because I'm sitting here and I have less of a dog in this hunt, even though I really want to see Erica lose more often than not.
I know, I feel like you actually are a little bit with us right now.
I am a little bit, but I'm also really not, because here's the deal. Like, I'm trying to think of an analogy that won't get me in a lot of trouble. an alcoholic, your husband's an alcoholic. Well, you're going into a house and they're going to have beers there. That's forbidden. It's like, no, they're going to have beers. Right. If you can't control yourself around beers, then you're not a recovering alcoholic.
Sure.
Yeah,
if you trust your man and there's a woman there, then you have no problem, because if he won't drink the beer, then he won't sleep with a woman.
Sure.
He won't.
Sure.
He's not. There is a point where you just have to have trust in the married guys and the almost married guy to not do the other thing.
But what if they just want to hang out and be comfortable? It's not that you're worried about hooking up with them, but like,
I would say if one of my buddies wants to hook up on this trip, like, I'm making him uncomfortable by not allowing him to do that.
Yeah, I don't even think this was ever a discussion for them. Sorry to the single guy on the trip.
I'm just like,
it didn't go anywhere.
I got you.
I just think that when you're being respectful of your future wife, when it's your bachelor party, you're the one who's, he did all the planning, all of that. I don't think it's unreasonable for him to have said, like, sorry, we're not like bringing girls over here.
Here's, and I know you have an update for us. Here's what, where I had umbrage with, like, number of check-in times or whatever. Where it got weird for me is the one at the end of the night, because, and I'm sure you have an update. For me, that's the one I'm most likely to miss. And it has nothing to do with a lack of love for you.
Sure.
It's, I'm plowed and my boys are here and we just keep drinking. Oh my God, I should call Erica.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for a call, just a text. To be fair, I never, ever got a call
at
the end of the night.
It was specifically the end of the night. I remember that too. Because that was
when they were home.
Because we were saying, like, but you're kind
of,
you're getting intel from that text. You know, you're going, wow, 4 a.m.
No, she said when they got home, not end of the night.
When
those
they got
are two
home,
different
not
things.
End of the night.
Like, if they went out for dinner, came back, and then partied after. She didn't need to know post-party.
So,
okay, but still, when you got home...
I can't believe this is so... Like,
no,
to have
it's
respect
so polarizing, especially for
couple,
half being...
Right, like, you're a married man. I would
for
hope
sure.
that if your wife was on a bachelorette... Did she do a bachelorette?
She did.
Okay. Yeah. Wouldn't you want to know, like, she's good, she got home, I don't care if they're still partying, but, like, she's safe, everything's... fine.
I trust her, and that was her weekend to have fun, and I already know why Slacker and I were right from one little thing
you're
said.
You're being like kind of mean.
What? How are we right?
Because you said I'll let you. You can give your update, but
well, how am I being mean?
You're just like, I don't know what.
What?
You're making me feel like I don't trust him, and I don't have like respect for him. And this was the highest form of respect. Like, I'm actually emotional over this because, like, there was so much respect that of how this was handled. And you guys are like, bring the girls in. Who cares? You're crazy.
No,
it's like,
no,
I'm not crazy.
We just said,
being a normal average, as Aaron put it. Like, the bar, this is the bar. If it's below that, the bar is in hell.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you thought you won, okay. I'd love to hear why, because...
I definitely do, because you said there were so many drunk FaceTimes. It seems like Dane was happy to reach out to you, and that's exactly what Slacker and I said from the beginning. You don't have to set the expectation. I think Dane loves you. I know Dane loves you. I obviously know you love Dane. He's going to reach out because he loves and cares for you. You don't need the expectation
no,
there.
But
you don't need the rule there.
You don't
need, he did it.
You still need to communicate, because assuming
said?
Is the worst. So I think... And it also
what
helps.
What is the worst? I'm sorry.
Assuming.
Assuming. Okay.
Yes. I don't know what you thought I said.
No. I just didn't hear.
No, that's...
I was just trying... I'm taking in so much information right now.
Yeah. So I think it's good to set that, to have that conversation, so she's ready, he's ready, they are on the same level.
It's positive communication between a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should stop here and do another break or stop here and put boxing gloves on.
I think
maybe
we should be done.
But there, Hack pulled a sneaky one at the end there, but I think he might be right. Let's do this. Let's open it up to the text. Like,
it's so hard though, because the texters don't really like me, so they call me controlling.
I don't think that's true, because I think the active texters... Maybe you might be right. But I think at this moment, you're going to get some of those TikTok people and some other people, because he did everything you expected him to do.
Of course.
And in Hack's mind, he's just like, the fact that you expected him to is the problem. I know.
God forbid we have expectations of the life partner that we've chosen.
Okay. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I'm sweating.
I am only laughing out of discomfort.
Yes, same.
If you were listening a few minutes ago...
pretty warm in here. Is it icy?
Can somebody turn the AC on? It is hot in here, right?
Oh,
am I crazy?
I'm actually comfortable.
I don't think it's about the temperature.
It's 100
in the
degrees
room.
In here. We were going to try to give an update to Erica's man's bachelor party shenanigans in Austin,
mm-hmm.
because we had talked about what the proper number of check-ins were to be required. Is he required to check in at all? And Erica thought, yes, the texters, the people who texted in, were like, you're controlling, you're freaky.
Yeah.
The one...
I actually didn't get called freaky. I'd be okay with that one.
That was the only one.
The one that really I did want to discuss, and we didn't get into it because you and Hack got into actual
Hack fisticuffs. Hack and I are going to be okay, everyone.
You guys are going to be okay. Is the one, can you remind me of the language, but it was like, he's not your husband yet.
You're not his wife yet.
That's the one I did kind of address it a little bit, but it's like,
bizarre way of thinking.
Yeah, are there people who genuinely think before he's got a ring on, he can do whatever he wants? I think
when
you do get a ring, you can control him 100% and like ask like the complete opposite.
Yeah, I don't understand that philosophy.
Yeah.
Whoever's like, you're not his wife yet. That one really struck me.
If you're
me
listening
like,
right now and you were that texter, feel free to explain that.
Yeah, hit us back up.
Because, I spent a lot of time with that text over the last week or whatever. I was just like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
The commitment is the same.
I need something to happen right now, because as of this moment, Hack hasn't said a word and people listening probably think he's been suspended. There he is.
Okay. I'm fine. I'm here.
No, I mean.
Ice in my eye. Erica saw me in the hallway.
Oh, no.
That rock is bigger than you thought, right?
So true.
So we never really got to the update of what happened. First off, is he back on terra firma? Is he safe?
What is terra firma? Yeah.
None of you've heard
of
that.
Homeland.
Add it to her list. Terra firma, I think it means solid earth in Latin.
I think
terra firma.
Yeah, people go, I'm back on terra firma. Like when I'm back in the country, you've never heard.
Solid earth, yeah. No, I haven't heard that. Yes, he is back in the city of Denver.
And everything was good. He didn't have...
The update is he had the time of his life.
No, but Can I ask you a weird question? And it's not in the vein of being...
weird question territory. Yeah.
I haven't had a... Like, my bachelor party, I remember distinctly. I only did it on the first wedding.
Okay.
And I remember walking in the room. I'm going to try another one of my famous analogies. When you walk into a place that has a lot of stealable items and somebody comes up and, or there's a security guard and they're like, can I help you? Or they just bird dog you. You start to feel a little bit guilty. Like,
I wasn't planning on stealing. No, it's, here's a better one. When the police car pulls up behind you while you're driving.
Like,
and you're like, I didn't do it. Then you're
have
like,
I used my blinker? Do I have an outstanding warrant that I don't know of?
So my thought is Dane walking back into that house feels a little like that. Even if he knows he didn't do anything wrong, I would have that because I've had that feeling at a store where the guy's like, hey, can I help you with anything? And you're just like, yeah, man. Or like when you walk out of one of the stores with the alarm stuff.
Yeah.
And you haven't bought anything. You don't even have a bag. And you're like,
oh, you feel so weird. Yes.
So weird. Like you did something wrong. And I would feel coming back from a bachelor party, even knowing I didn't do anything wrong, I'd feel like, did you have a good time? And you're like,
yeah. I wish we had Dane on the phone right now because I don't even know if I asked him immediately.
You didn't?
It was like, hug, kiss, I'm so glad you're home. Swanson, Dad's home. Like, it wasn't like, and how was it? And then we talked throughout the whole day about how
Straight into an interrogation room.
It wasn't until we went to bed that I said, nothing weird happened, right?
That's fine.
He admitted something that I won't say on air that maybe I wouldn't have approved of if I was with him, but nothing I don't approve of in a large scale.
In real life. Okay.
More importantly, where was Swanson while he was...
Oh, yeah, that was another break.
Swanson slept in the bed with me.
Oh.
And I didn't sleep hardly at all because I'm scared to be alone. Oh, no. But I did get texts each evening. Hack.
Texts?
Texts. Well, I got calls during the day.
Okay.
At his leisure, I never was like, where's my FaceTime? And I know the texters won't believe it. And I got texts when he returned home. But it wasn't the end of the night. He texted me at like 1 night.
And then
I
wasn't
sleeping, so I was awake.
But then they partied more.
And then I found out yesterday that they stayed up until like 4 a.m.
I know.
One of them called, I don't know, one of them got in trouble with his wife for calling her at like 3 a.m. Because you'd think they're dead if you're getting a call at 3 a.m.
You can't win. You call too much, you don't call enough.
So we're good? Are we good to move on as a show from this cathartic moment?
The real debate that still lingers in the air is the are women allowed in the home thing.
Okay.
And there were none. Sadly, I think the single man on the trip, we'll put that up to a vote. That is what I'm curious from the texters at this point.
If there's, how many guys total on the trip?
Eight.
Eight dudes, one single.
Mm-hmm.
Are there, and they're in an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Can there be one woman in there? Hack theory is three.
Up to three, because if you meet someone at a bar, she's not going to go by herself. She's got to have a friend. Like, there's strategy behind it.
But what happens to those other two girls, bro?
They have to sit and hang out with the guys, and that's why it's inappropriate.
303.
Yeah, you should be scared. I mean,
if you sleep with them, it is.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Anybody in this room lucky?
In a bad way.
Okay.
That's not lucky.
I was looking for...
I somewhat recently won a like free hotel stay.
Oh.
How?
I just had to vote. This is the weirdest story. I just had to vote in a pumpkin carving contest at a hotel. The problem is I didn't end up using it before it ran out.
So you let
it
expire.
Oh, no.
It was my bad.
Hack you?
I find that I am very lucky in life, but I don't like win things, if that's what you mean. You know?
Do you ever like feel like you beat out people for the shoes you want, though? Like, do you get pretty lucky there?
No, because I lose a lot, too. Okay. There's a lot of times I lose. I just don't brag about those as much.
Yeah,
do you believe in that yin yang good luck bad luck thing where like there's a story right now, he doesn't have any of the bad luck, but it's like this guy goes in for chicken
Okay.
So he goes to the grocery store for fried chicken. While he's getting that, he buys a couple scratch-off tickets.
Okay.
That earned him $50.
Oh.
Let me stop the story there. What would you do?
I'd probably take it and run. I'd
probably pocket it and be like, I got my chicken for free.
Exactly. Pay for the chicken.
Yeah. I don't, you guys, if you win $50 for me, that's like found money, then I have to keep playing it. You got to let it ride. Don't you let it ride?
No, because I would be like, wow, this is weird. I don't usually win.
Yeah.
Let's call it a day before I revert to the mean.
Before I no longer have my chicken for free.
Right. All right. Yeah. So then he took that money, went back up, and got 2 lottery tickets.
Okay.
On that, he won 50 again. What do you do now?
Well, if you're him, you probably try one more.
Or are you at that point where you've won enough?
Really only won 50 at that point?
He won 50 on the 2 tickets. So, okay, wait, he bought 2, 150, bought 2 more, 150 again.
So he spent a little bit of the 50, you're still even.
I think. I don't know what he paid.
Your chicken is definitely still free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
I would call it. I'm not going to win 3 times in a row? Come on.
Aaron?
I'd probably call it.
He let it ride, bought 1 final ticket, thought he won. I think the story I saw, he thought he won $1,000.
Okay.
Awesome.
Wow, that's a lot of chicken.
Yeah.
He didn't. He won $1 million.
A million?
What?
Yes. He won $1 million. So do you understand this is why nobody in this room wins anything? Because you don't have the guts to go for it.
Well, I'm sorry. You said that you would let it ride. So do you ever win anything?
I have lottery tickets in my house right now that I haven't scratched.
Mm. I don't know what it is about lottery tickets where I'm just, I can't do it. Gambling, not a problem. I win like 700 on the slots all the time.
Oh, you win gambling.
Yeah, but lottery tickets, no. Okay. There's something different about it.
Did everyone else feel like we were going to tackle her and have the intervention live on the air?
I thought she was like, and then I lose $1,000. Yeah. Keep it going, baby.
And I'm like, I give him the keys to my car. It's pawned right now. That's the
problem. I do win like 600, 700, and then I just spend.
You give it back.
Yeah.
Aaron.
I love the slot machines. Oh. Okay.
I have an idea for everyone. There's a way that you can do this, and then when you win, you can't let it ride.
Ooh.
Okay.
You can't lose it again.
You cannot possibly.
I like that, yeah.
Okay, it's called, follow me on this, get your pens out. You all know what it is. It's the Mighty Millions raffle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's benefiting Children's Hospital of Colorado. So when you win this $3 million, I think, you can't go to them and go, let it ride.
Thank God. Put it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron's like, got any slots?
Go ahead.
You could also win a car. Like, it's not just money.
I don't know if you've ever gone to their site. It's ridiculous. So it's like mightymillionsraffle.com. And like, there's stages of this thing. We're in the early bird prize right now. So the earlier you buy, the more you win. So
the more things you have to win.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
So we're past a couple of deadlines that they have, but the early bird is right now. And it's got, I don't want to try to slaughter the name of the car.
Oh, I got it.
Go.
The 2026 BMW X7 xDrive 40i.
Okay. Mm. And here's the thing about Mighty Millions raffle that's different from any other raffle. They give you that car and like $32,000 in bonus cash to cover the taxes.
Yeah.
Oh,
but if you're like, hey, I don't need a car. I got a badass BMW X7 xDrive 40i already.
Right.
You can just choose 90.
Did you nail it?
I did.
That was pretty good.
You could just take $90,000 in cash.
Nice. Not too bad either, I guess.
Or you can just let it ride.
No, you can't.
You can't let it ride.
No. If you enter in the early bird like by Friday, which you have to do, are you still in the running for the big VIP prize?
You're in the running for the VIP, which is a Mercedes-Benz convertible and a trip to Iceland.
No biggie.
Or $100,000.
Yeah.
And then you're in for the home.
Yeah. Okay. I'm wearing shorts and taking the money. I think is what would happen.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, your wife in Iceland?
You'd get to go to
Iceland
that blue...
is hot. You've got it backwards. Greenland cold, Iceland hot.
But isn't Iceland where they have that big blue pool? Don't put your hair in it. Yes.
Don't put your hair in it.
Yeah. Huh? Doesn't have to worry about that.
It like it messes up your hair. And
particularly
then
women's maybe.
Messes,
and then they're known for their hot dogs as well.
Iceland is? Yeah.
What's the hair thing? Is it, there's a chemical in there?
Like, I think especially with blonde hair, it'll change colors. So,
and it gets like look, knotted. And
the trip to Iceland is amazing. We're just warning you for when you win.
Or
the 100 grand sounds amazing too.
Let it ride.
Ooh. No, you can't let it ride.
Here's the final thing though. The $3 million show home, we could go on and on about it. But the point is, it's been down in Denver for a few years, mm-hmm. out by like where Bandimere used to be. There was a couple houses out there. Mm-hmm. We got to tour them. One out in Sedalia. Now they're giving away like vacation retreats in the mountains. This house is like, it's like brand new. It's in Winter Park. So you can do all the stuff in Grand County.
It's also fully furnished and professionally decorated and landscaped.
And like, when you win it, they give you almost $1,951,000 in bonus cash to cover the taxes on the $3 million house. I mean, hello.
Are we eligible to win this?
Here's the weird thing. In a lot of things like this, we would not be. We can't. That's one of the cool things about Mighty Millions Raffle when we first started doing this thing. Some dude up in Canada, he's the jock. Hey, everybody, buy your Mighty Millions tickets. And then he's like, all right, we're giving away the tickets too. And it's like, wait, that's me. He won the house.
I would like to win this house.
And that's
it sounds amazing.
That's the other thing about this. They actually give away the house. Mm-hmm.
Every year, they give it away.
If you know, you know.
Okay.
Not everybody gives away the house. Mm. They give away the house. So there's like over 4,600 prizes, I believe, to be won in total. So get your tickets now. You cannot let it ride. Buy them at MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
If you have a post-relations sort of tradition, it matters where you have relations.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go! Come on! Let's go!
Okay. A woman in Florida.
Let's go!
She has been arrested and charged with criminal mischief over something she did at an Airbnb that she was staying at. Okay. You're not going to believe this.
She broke some stuff.
That happens.
It is a damage issue, and she caused over $5,000 in damage.
Yikes.
The way she damaged it was not the crashing sounds that you're going with. She was just peeing on the furniture and on all the household items in not one, but two Airbnb rentals. There are videos of her that she recorded of her peeing on a rug, TV, coffee maker, a record player, toaster, typewriter, and chairs.
Huh.
Yeah. What's weird is that the person who owns the homes and the person owned the same two homes was given a tip through the app that the guest urinated. And then they found the videos on an adult content website.
Maybe she misunderstood. She might have thought it was an Airbnb.
Okay, are you Mr. Hack?
Waka waka! Pew, 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 pew.
You got anything?
I do not want to negate what you just said, but that's what I was going to say. So you were great. That was awesome.
Wow.
The student has outdone the master.
No.
That was awesome. He's
you were really going to say Airbnb.
I was going to say Airbnb, but I think PNP is a little funnier.
Because she peed more than once.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
She then uploaded them to adult content websites.
Yeah. I know, and it's pricey, but it's worth it. My story's out of Romania. Yeah. Brava Russia. Close?
No idea.
I don't know. A Romanian
it's
dude.
It's Victor Crumb.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
A Romanian dude had some relations with his woman. Got up for a post-relations cigarette. Threw his lit butt out. Did I mention they were in a car?
Oh.
What kind of butt?
His cigarette butt.
Okay.
I don't know why somebody was soaking those gas-soaked rags outside his vehicle, but it actually lit the car on fire, causing his girlfriend to leap naked from the vehicle and they tried to fight the fire with a blanket. She burned her butt in the incident. Firefighters were called and...
Well, now they have a blanket.
Wait, and also...
Quick, use this mattress and bed and pillows and sheets. If only we would have had this before.
Are we done?
I think so.
It's probably a good time. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Here, pee a pee. For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 325, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One-time only offer.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch, like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Let's be honest, healthcare can be expensive. So check out Redeem HealthShare. It's a faith-based way to manage medical costs with flexible programs that fit your budget and your values. You're not dealing with insurance, just a community of believers helping each other through life's ups and downs. This is more than healthcare. It's hope. It's healing. It's faith in action. Call 1-844-REDEEM-0. That's 1-844-REDEEM-0. Join the movement. Share joyfully. Live redeemed.